Northern Brewer is the proud sponsor of the Brewing Network's Jamil Show. They have the widest selection of domestic and imported malts and grain, hops from all over the world, and a full line of liquid and dry yeast. No matter what style of beer you're brewing, Northern Brewer has the ingredients you need, plus fast shipping and expert staff to help you make the best beer possible. Please visit northernbrewer.com for all things homebrew. All homebrewers have a favorite commercial beer, but not everyone can make it. Welcome to the show that teaches you how, where you can challenge two masters, Jamil Zainashev and Tasty McDole. This is the Jamil Show. Can you brew it? Now here's Jamil.
Hey, howdy, hey, my brewing brothers and sisters.
Hi, everybody.
That's the kind of excitement we're going to be bringing to the NHC this year.
We're going to do it big up at the NHC. We're going to really be a big deal there.
San Diego.
We're going to do any shows? We should do a Can You Brew show.
Oh, absolutely. I just assumed.
I plan to bring the Arrogant Bastard there, right into its home turf.
I think that's a good idea.
And get the public to vote on it.
Yes.
That's a good one.
We'll show those guys.
Right.
Sneak attack. So we could do a ballast point, too, and use Yousef while we're down there.
Oh,
nice Yousef one. Good Charity. Idea.
Mm-hmm. There's a couple. San Diego's a good place for beer, so
choices,
there's a couple choices.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Alesmith, Green Flash, all these guys are right there, too.
Right, yeah. Right.
Port Brewing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, there's a lot going on.
We should do a new beer.
There's so much going on.
We could do a heretic clone by then.
Well, we already got a request.
That'd be funny.
You did?
Yeah.
See if Chad can.
For Taffle Bully.
See if Chad can do it.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, well, we haven't brewed it yet. Oh, no, but it's going to be great. I know it's going to be great. Yeah. Give me the recipe. Can you brew it?
What's great about that is, you know, if the homebrew version comes out better than the heretic version, Jamil, you'll be like, great, that's our new version.
Right.
We'll do that next time.
Exactly. Okay.
Yeah.
Recipe change.
Right.
No, I actually just recently did a pilot batch of the Taffle Bully. Turned out great.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm excited about it.
Pass that over here, will you?
Gonna be a great beer. Yeah, I didn't bring any. Sorry.
Oh, I didn't bring it. It's too far to bring it.
It needs to be carbonated.
The beer doesn't travel.
It's carbonated.
I'll take it flat. I'll take it out. I'll take it with yeast.
Take it out of the ass.
I'll take it out the shit bucket. Whatever.
Well, Jamil knows. We'll talk shit about it. We'll just go, what the fuck, Jamil? This is no good.
I'm just curious.
He's only going to bring us the perfect stuff so we don't talk shit.
Yeah, I'm not even going to bring you that.
It's got standards. So, you have to buy it.
That's what I'm seeing, yeah.
There is this thing called sale of beer, you know.
Damn it.
Exchange of money for beer.
That's ridiculous.
Well, and one of the great things about the NHC, all right, it's going to be the BNA 6.
That's what kicks it off, yeah.
Big old party.
That's the opening ceremony.
It's going to be around my 50th birthday, too.
Around it.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Cool.
June 26th. So if you show up to the BNA 6, you gotta come up. I expect, not like I'm Jesus or anything, I'm similar to Jesus, but I'm not quite
get
Jesus.
Away. What are you
so,
talking about?
You know, gold, frankincense, myrrh, stuff like that.
Like
I think
the king you that you are.
Yeah, nice. Absolutely. I think that's an appropriate type of gifts.
Deference to the Pope.
Exactly. I think no, but you should come out to BNA 6. Yeah. I want to see everybody there.
It's going
to
be a great time.
Yeah, and I want to see everybody at the conference. You know, all you people listening, you better get your junky ass out to San Diego for the conference.
Register now.
Right? If you've never been before, it is the most fun.
You got
to
go.
That a home brewing enthusiast can have on 2 feet.
I tell you, I've been to a lot of different beer events.
Yeah,
you know.
I go to GABF nearly every
it's
year.
Number one.
SF Beer Week. This
I would take the
NHC is the best.
If you could only pick one, I'd pick NHC.
Yeah.
That would be the
easily.
Thing I would go to. I'd give up all the
it's
others
great
just for
spirit
that.
It's great camaraderie, it's just great
it's everything. Yeah, it is absolutely everything in a beer event you could want.
Yeah.
All right, speaking of great beer events, Justin, we're gonna be in Cleveland May 13th and 14th.
Yeah. Cleveland, Ohio. Yeah.
I've never been to Cleveland either.
Okay, perfect.
So we'll hold hands and skip down the lane together.
It's a new thing for us.
All right. Well, and Palmer will be there, too. and Moscow. We're all going to do Brew Strong there live from the fairgrounds.
Yeah.
That's on Saturday.
Yeah.
Saturday evening, and then or Friday evening, and then Saturday we're going to do the awards ceremony, and then a special VIP tent thing. I'm apparently going to select some of my favorite beers to mm-hmm. be on pour at this VIP tent, and then I'll be there to shake hands and talk about the beers and all that stuff with you. So
yeah, the Cleveland International Beer Fest at the IX Center in Cleveland, Ohio,
mm-hmm.
and we're on the main stage both for the Brew Strong show
and then, for the strip afterwards.
And then for the strip afterward, which will be Palmer, let's face
it.
And then the awards ceremony the following day.
Uh-huh.
And then, of course, your VIP event, which I think is actually off-site.
Right. If I get enough beer in me, it'll be the See Me Pee event. Yes.
I'm stoked about this because we have a lot of listeners in Ohio, and we get to go see them again.
Yeah, it's gonna be a blast. I'm looking forward to it. That's May 13th and 14th, and... I think I'm flying in Thursday because the flights really don't work so well for me out of Sacramento. So I'm going to fly in Thursday night. Mm. So I'll probably be hanging out in some local pub in Cleveland Thursday night if you're out and about, and then stay until Sunday morning.
Right.
So I'll be there all day Friday and Saturday. If people want to get together and have a beer.
You can go to ixbeerfest.com and get all the details for tickets to the festival, as well as look up at the times that we'll be presenting our digs as well. So check it all out, ixbeerfest.com.
A lot of fun. All right, so the challenge for today is hearkening back to Rogue Shakespeare Stout.
Shakespeare Stout. It's a rebrew.
It's a rebrew. Right. So remind me, Nathan, you were in on that initial brew there. You did it with JP, another fine brewmaster.
Yep.
And what was the problem with that beer?
Me and Mr. Petros collaborated on the last CYBI version of this beer.
Mm-hmm.
And the brew day just seemed to be going really, really well until we got near the end of the boil.
It was perfect.
It was just spot on.
Everything.
Things were going awesome. And then
all eight cylinders.
We decided to take a page from the original Mr. Show Your Ass himself, Roger Davis, and just kind of wing it when we did the World Flock edition.
Nice. Yeah, that and really helps.
I think JP did a little overboard.
Right, so
and we added a little bit too much World Flock, and that kind of sabotaged the beer.
He had the leftovers of a sack of World Flock, which after all the tablets are removed,
yes,
there's a giant pile of powder that's like 3 pounds of World Flock,
which is good.
Powder.
I mean, it's good stuff.
It's great stuff.
Just not in a pellet.
It's not in pellet form, so it's not even to measure. So. What, he dumped the entire thing in, I think?
Not the entire thing, but a lot of it.
He didn't weigh it, to see if it was the same amount of weight.
I had never seen the wort jump out of a kettle like that before. He was scraping pancakes of Shakespeare Stout wort off the garage floor of his garage after that.
Lovely.
After we had done that. But I'm giving JP a lot of...
Turned into it solid.
Yeah, it kind of did. I'm giving JP a lot of crap here, but there was another error that I made in... calculating the original recipe, I had calculated 3% roasted barley instead of what it should have been 1.5. So we had those two combined factors working against us, and it wasn't quite cloned. So,
what did the Werflock do? I don't remember. What does too much Werflock do?
Well,
it turned it into a solid.
It's a gel.
No,
it's like Jell-O or something.
I remember when I tasted it, I'm like, there's something kind of like seaweed here, kind of like nori.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
it tastes like seaweed to me. And they were like,
I remember now.
Seaweed.
That's right. I remember that specific, right when it got to your nose, you even said, there's something seaweedy. Okay.
It's like sushi beer.
And I had never thought you could get that with Werflock, because it's a fairly refined product. Yeah. It's not like you're adding Irish moss.
It's supposed to drop out, is the whole
idea.
Right,
and it's supposed to be so refined that you're not going to get that, but I can't imagine how much was added for me to smell seaweed in such a bold stout like that. So,
could have been an excess amount.
It had to have been 10 times the normal amount or something. Oh, yeah. Dumping it in there.
I remember this
times.
Now because on one segment of the show, or maybe it was even when we were tasting it off air, Jamil mentioned that. And it didn't come out for another 15 minutes that I think finally JP admitted, Well, we did dump a whole bag of Werflock in there, and that's when Jamil said
a whole bag.
Jamil said, "I told you I smelled seaweed, man."
He picked it up. Yeah, he nailed it for sure out of the blue.
Now I remember.
Yeah, JP had fermented this beer in a conical, and he tried to vent the conical at the end of the brew, and there was still all this Werflock in solution. Apparently, it was like, whoa. It wouldn't even come out of the cone of the conical and solidify into this gelatinous plug of nastiness. I can only imagine.
Wow.
So it was worth a rebrew.
Right. Well, and I still remember the beer was actually quite good.
It's good.
It was, yeah.
I would have sucked down pints of that.
I drank the hell out of it.
Yeah, that was really close to cloned. I'm not sure why we didn't call it cloned.
It scored a 40 in the Upper Mississippi Mashout last year, too.
It was good.
Judges liked
really?
It, too. Yeah, it did. Judges liked it. So.
I think our take on it, and maybe the listeners can go back to the archive and listen to that show. I'm certainly not going to do it. Unfortunately, I have to listen to myself talk every day, and it just drives me up the wall. I think the reason that we kind of went not cloned was because we would change the recipe.
Yeah.
And we were going to change the roasted grains a slight amount, and we were going to not put in a big ton of Werflock.
Right. Exactly. Off on that.
So, based on our standard of would you change the recipe? Yeah. So, not cloned.
Sure.
Boy, it was close and it was excellent. It was a good beer.
And is the rebrew just you, Nate? You didn't do
the
it with JP?
The rebrew was just me, yeah.
So you also changed not just the recipe,
it's
but
true.
The team.
No, actually, JP had agreed to come out and do the brew with me, but he got really sick that weekend and couldn't make it.
That's
so I had the yeast starter going, the grains all lined up and everything. I told him I was just going to go ahead and brew it.
Well, and JP's a fine brewer, too. He's brewed several clones for us.
For us, for sure.
we're giving him some crap about the...
he's not here.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He's not here to punch me in the junk, right. So feel free to say whatever I want.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's do this. Let's take a short break, and when we come back, we'll taste... this Shakespeare Stout rebrew and see if you knock this one out of the park. Back after this.
Okay, so my double IPA has an ABV of 7.5 and a clarity of brilliant. So that's a +8. I pour it.
Sorry, looks like she found it unpalatable.
Ha!
Shut up, Doug.
My creek gets a +10 versus girls because it's a fruit beer.
You can't open the bottle, and she walks over to the guy with the Pinot Grigio.
This sucks!
Ugh, I hate it when Greg's the brewmaster.
What's this? Non-Alcoholics Anonymous?
Dude, get out of here. We're in the middle of a brew session.
Is that an actual beer?
Yeah, I crafted it. I don't really use the dice anymore. I'm a 10th level beer nerd.
Are you a 10th level beer nerd? Have you ever been called upon to explain why it's named India Pale Ale? Do you burp Y Yeast 3522 and Crap Cascade? Then you're in good company at Northern Brewer. Northern Brewer has all your beer nerd needs, ingredients, equipment, and knowledge 24 hours a day at northernbrewer.com. Plus, fast, cheap shipping, only $7.99 for the contiguous USA. And check out Northern Brewer's huge selection of dorky beer kits, including the Tongue Splitter.
I've got Tri-Hop stuck in my braces.
And the Bourbon Barrel Porter.
Now on tap in the Mos Eisley Cantina.
Make 10th level at northernbrewer.com.
I love beer. I'm a brewer. I brew it. I drink it. It's in my blood, really. I'm that guy that pours malt extract on his pancakes. I wish I could just put a good brew in my pocket and take it with me.
Now you can. Hey, brewers and beer lovers, why not eat the energy bar invented by a home brewer using the same ingredients in your brew? Introducing Brew Bar Energy Bars, spelled B-R-U-B-A-R. Malt, oats, vanilla, nuts, cinnamon, coconut. You've put them in your beer, and you'll find them in your Brew Bar Energy Bar. All natural, made with simple ingredients chosen for the highest quality. They're new, different, and have a rich malty flavor and smooth, moist texture, just like a fine craft brew. You can find Brew Bar Energy Bars at brewbar.com or find a retailer near you. And if you are a retailer, you should contact them and find out how you can sell Brew Bar Energy Bars. Check them out at brewbar.com. That's brewbar.com. And follow them on Facebook at facebook.com/brewbar. Remember, it's in your Brew Bar Energy Bar because it's in your brew.
Hi, I'm Jamel Zanishev, and in addition to my work on the Brewing Network, I write the style profile column in every issue of Brew Your Own magazine.
Hi, I'm Sean Paxton, and when I'm not prepping for the Homebrewed Chef on the Brewing Network, you can find me writing articles on how to cook with your homebrew for Brew Your Own magazine.
Greetings, cretins. This is John Palmer, and when I'm not writing for Brew Your Own, I'm reading it.
John Palmer, Sean Paxton, Jamil Zainashev. If you love listening to them on the Brewing Network, you'll love reading their articles, tips, and recipes in the pages of Brew Your Own magazine. Join Jamil, John, and Sean 8 times a year in Brew Your Own. And when you subscribe to BYO on the Brewing Network website, half of your subscription price goes right back to the BN to support great beer and food programming. So sign up for Brew Your Own magazine through the BN website today so you can listen and read your way to better homebrew.
Hey, what are you doing, man?
Writing a review of WLP 400.
What? You're reviewing yeast?
Yeah. White Labs has home brewer reviews of all their strains. Are you new to these interwebs? Check it out.
That's awesome.
White Labs, your source for great yeast, invites all brewers to visit whitelabs.com to read and write your own reviews of all their yeast strains. Get real-world tips and tricks from other brewers who have made the most of their vials and post your own experiences. It's another way White Labs brings you closer to the best yeast on the planet.
And send. There you go. You misspelled flocculate, dude.
What?
White Labs. It's all in the vial.
Whether I'm making me dry stout or rebuilding me kegs, I head to the heart of dear Dublin for me homebrewing supplies.
You head all the way back to Emerald Isle just for a wee batch of grain or a bit of keg tubing?
No, you moronic waste of liver. Dublin, California. I go to HopTech.
For 30 years, HopTech in Dublin, California has been supplying homebrewers with malt extract, fresh grains, hops, spices and sugars, hop oils and extracts, and much more. HopTech is one of the first homebrew supply shops on the internet and is proud to offer a award-winning beer kits, both online and in their store.
Mention the BN Army for a 10% discount off your order.
The store is open every day except Wednesday or shop online at hoptech.com anytime. HopTech is run by passionate, award-winning brewers who live, love, and travel for beer and bring their experience to the store for you.
If you don't want to visit Dublin, just call toll-free 800-DRY-HOPS or go to hoptech.com.
Visit HopTech today in Dublin, California and at hoptech.com.
You're listening to the Brewing Network.
Now back to the challenge. Can you brew it?
All right, we're back. We're talking Rogue Shakespeare Stout. And a great place to get all your ingredients for this fine beer. Northern Brewer.
Northern Brewer.
Yeah, our sponsors. They've been our sponsors almost since the start of the show, which is over 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Northern Brewer, northernbrewer.com. Check them out. They've been paying for over 5 years. So you can have, I mean, there's how many hundreds of hours of material out there that you can download for free, all thanks to Northern Brewer and the Brewing Network.
And, you know, I like everything about Northern Brewer, except for that owner, Chris. I mean, he's a pain in the ass. Every time I talk to them,
if there was anybody I really wanted to like bitch slap,
yeah,
there you
it'd
go.
Be Chris.
Yeah,
I mean, here's what happens: we do the show and we say, "Chris, is everything okay?" And every time he's a big pain in the ass. He says, "Well, it's fine, but if Jamil could just be a little more interesting." And I say, what am I going to do?
You're working. Yeah, you only got what you can work with.
Yeah.
You got a lump of clay, you're going to make bricks.
Right. And sometimes he says, you know, if Tasty could just be a little younger,
yeah, really.
Then maybe
that's
the show.
That's not going to happen.
He's just too fucking old.
And, yeah. And I'm just thinking, Chris, what do you want from me?
Come on. I can't control this shit.
So I love Northern Brewer, and it's been great that they sponsored, but
he's
Chris
a tough customer. Yeah,
he's a pain in the ass. Yeah. So if you're ever in the store and you happen to run into Chris, you know, just tell him, "Hey, thanks for everything, but I hear you're a pain in the ass."
Right.
That's all.
Yeah, I don't know how much longer they're going to sponsor this show. I really don't.
Yeah, how many years is it?
We're testing it.
Well, I think we're just checking now to see if they actually listen.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the test right now.
Yeah, we'll find out.
They have like auto payment set and they just don't even look anymore.
They've never even heard a show.
Yeah. I think our listeners will get that clip all the way sent to him. Yeah, he'll get that.
Well, they just trust our listeners is what it is. Our listeners write and go, hey, it's great. And I think they just trust them.
Right.
So I trust them too. They're buying there because
just tell them
they have great products.
You know, if you value the show, which is at least a couple of you, then you want to write into the Northern Brewer and tell them how wonderful we talk about them and how much we love them and think the world of them.
Yeah.
That's what you want to do.
Do that.
Don't listen to Justin.
If you have to tell them they suck, that's fine. They know what that means.
They're just amazing.
It's just love in the Brewing Network speak.
That's right.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, so check it out, northernbrewer.com. They got all the stuff you're going to need to brew Shakespeare Stout. And, you know, great shipping prices, great customer service, a wonderful website, easy to peruse to get all your stuff there. I really like those guys. Good people. So check them out.
Yeah.
Well worth it. All right. So during the break, we did a blind taste testing of the very creatively labeled cups A and E.
Wow.
I guess he was a little too lazy to finish out the E into
boring.
A B.
Boring.
You know, could have made a B, but no. Was that a little too much ink for you?
Or what's that a reference to? A and E? I don't know.
I don't know. Arts and entertainment.
Mm-hmm. Or adamandeve.com.
Oh, wow. See, Nate's trying to help you out.
How creative is that?
Yep. It obviously wasn't good enough.
Yeah, it wasn't good enough. You throw another cup in there that says .com, I probably would have gotten
right.
You got to spell it out for Adam and, you know, Eve.
Or had you drawn a penis and a vagina, Jamil would have gone, oh, Adam and Eve.
Sure.
I thought about it. We didn't have an interview this time, so I had limited time to go artistic.
Artwork.
I needed Kim here to help me with the artwork, actually. Sure. She is the expert.
Yes. The best Kanye Britt cup in the world.
On
Kim
the wall.
Provided, yes. Here in the studio. all right, so we did a blind tasting during the show, and there's hand signaling going on here.
Well,
let's start with Tasty.
All right, well, Tasty says...
Tasty's got written notes here.
It's been a while since I tasted this. well, the hops just line up 100% the same.
Uh-huh.
The hop balance in both these beers is like just right on. Whatever the hop bill is, don't change a thing.
Mm-hmm.
They both very, very creamy. Got that oatmeal sort of creaminess going on. Mm-hmm. Love that in both beers. Mm-hmm. Real no discernible like major differences. Maybe a little bit in the aroma, but I think that that could be just the variability between the two breweries involved. I would say, based on my points that I go by in terms of whether it's cloned or not, this is a clone beer. I wouldn't change much at all, if anything.
Okay. Justin?
Nothing to change. I couldn't even tell which one was the commercial beer and which was the homebrew. Mm-hmm. So, it's real cloned. And you must have picked up a real fresh example, too, of the Rogue. It's on our coast and everything.
Yeah,
so,
Tasty.
Just holds up well.
Thankful that Tasty Hewen picked that up yesterday here.
We have a bottle shop that knows how to treat beer pretty well.
Yeah, so. It's really darn good shape. Like some of the best Rogue Shakespeare Stout I've ever had.
I can't pick out a difference. At the break, I started to talk about how one had a little more chocolate than the other. And then I tasted the other again and tasted all that chocolate in there. So I really can't. I had a very, very difficult time telling the difference between the two. I finally said, I just went by head color just to decide which one was the commercial beer and which one was the homebrew.
I think you figured it out too.
And the what I thought was the commercial beer was just a little darker in head color.
Right.
And I thought, well, I've never seen a homebrew really get the head color right.
Yep.
You know, we don't ever really talk about that too much, about how difficult it is to get it right down to the color of the head. And so it's even that is still close, Nate, but I picked it out by head color.
Yeah, it's a little more dark color.
I think a lot of times that is the source of the malt. So
okay.
It's based on the maltster and which malt you're using. So, you know, a lot of times when you use, you know, some of these British malts versus like a domestic version, you know, or vice versa, you'll get, you know, different head colors and things like that.
I hadn't thought about it that way. That's the only reason I could tell them apart. Mm. So very, 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 very cloned.
All right. How about you, Chet?
Damn it.
Clone. Yeah, absolutely. I remember this beer the first time these guys brewed it. And boy, a lot closer this time around, and just a great beer. I really enjoy this beer.
Yeah, it's so, an awesome beer.
Yeah. Yeah, it's Clone. That's all I have to say.
I know, there's not too much to say about the damn thing, except for, is it minus JP or minus Werflock?
Mm. I don't know. That's the question. I'm going to go not cloned.
What?
Ah, do it. Yeah.
Are you being serious, Jamil?
He's just trying to play heretic.
Oh, yeah.
I kind of hope you are.
Going to be the heretic. Well, no. At first, I would think, yeah, cloned. Definitely cloned. And I thought, well, you know, there is kind of a slight difference in the chocolatey on the one versus the other. And then, you know, and I was thinking, well, maybe one is, you know, a little bit of package shock. You know, there's a slight difference there. And then I was like, well, nah, but they're cloned. And then found out that Nate said that you didn't use the Pac-Man yeast on one. And,
nope.
Yeah, you know, and then I could taste it. I'm like, oh, this one's got the Pac-Man yeast in it. And this one doesn't. This one's got like a Cal Ale or something. It's just a cleaner yeast character to it. And a little bit more of a sharp character in the finish. And it was real slight, but and I didn't even notice it until he told me that. So I don't know that it's really not cloned, because I would have said it was cloned until he told me that. And then I'm like, oh no, I taste it now. And
I
you know, and I wasn't told which one was which, but boy, I could taste it at that point. I'm like, yep, that's the one with the Pac-Man, because Pac-Man has a very distinct taste to it.
The types of long chain sugars it leaves behind are a little bit different than almost any other yeast that you could encounter. I got to hand it to you, Jamil. Before I even drop that hint, I think that you were on the path to deciding which was the clone and which was the commercial beer too. So you do that almost every time, and this was no exception.
So I'm gonna throw a not clone out there.
All right.
Because usually I'm on the side of clone, but I'm going not cloned on this one. And usually it's with Nate that I nitpick and throw the not cloned down.
I don't mind
that.
I
recall the Gordon episode where I did the same thing.
Yeah, I'm thinking back to that one specifically, actually. We had a lot of fun really getting into the specifics on that.
Right. Yeah.
So now I'm really trying to find the difference, because I want to know if you're full of shit, Jamil. Let me ask some questions to see if I can pick it out.
Okay.
The A is what we decided is the homebrew, right?
Yep.
Does the Cal Ale finish drier than the Pac-Man? Is that what Jamil's saying? Is it the Pac-Man? And you said long chain sugars. Does it leave more behind the Pac-Man?
I think just a different type.
Right. Because the finishing gravity was the same, right?
The finishing gravity was the same.
It's
as
a different ester profile.
What the commercial brewer recommended. Yeah, and Tasty actually has a really good point. It may not be my bullshit theory of long chain sugars at all. Maybe just a difference in the ester profile.
If you heard John describe a Pac-Man ferment, it's a lot different than
the old one
ferment.
It might be a pH difference. It may be like a tenth of a pH, you know, between the two. And it's a little more acidic.
I don't know that my palate can do it then.
It's tough.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not getting it as much either, but I think Jamil may be the best palate in the room in terms of making that distinction.
But there is a difference.
For the audience's sake, too, I should mention it's not a straight Cal Ale 001 or a 1056. It is actually the Y Yeast 1272, the Cal Ale 2. Strain, which is a little more flocculent, a little less alcohol tolerant, and a little bit more characteristics of an English ale yeast. Now, the Pac-Man strain is a seasonal strain from Y Yeast, and it wasn't available when I made this beer. And I decided to try Cal 2 based on the characteristics that were given by the manufacturer. I thought that was the closest that the average person could get if they wanted to make this beer year-round on a homebrew scale. And it's pretty darn close, but there's a point to what you're saying, Jamil. The types of esters and maybe sugars that it leaves behind are a little bit different than Pac-Man.
Mm.
Pac-Man's a really unique strain. There's nothing quite like it. That's for sure.
Yeah, it's a very slight difference in kind of the richness or breadiness, maybe.
Yeah, Chad was saying like a, you know, had a like a caramelized steak almost, like, or like a burnt steak, a, like burnt steak
roasted
or a,
chipotle, yeah, or something like just blackened. Yeah,
right, right.
And I believe one of the food recommendations on the bottle is a
blackened chipotle steak.
Blackened chipotle steak, Chad. So I think you nailed that. No, I'm kidding.
Perfect.
So Jamil, honestly, that yeast difference, just, you know, for our folks at home, when we say what the recipe is, it's enough for you to say, no, it's not clone, because I really want you to use the Pac-Man yeast.
Right.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You'd say it'd be better, even closer than
yeah,
it is.
Yeah, I don't think you can make the
Rogue
beers.
You're not telling me I'm full of shit
because
I'm saying it's clone.
Okay.
You're just saying it'd be closer.
No. I mean, it's so close that... I'd be like, you know, if you handed it to me, you know, if I bought it at a bar, I wouldn't say it wasn't Shakespeare Stout.
Okay.
I'd be like, yeah.
But side by side.
You know, right. Side by side, yeah.
Side by side, and when you're really hunting down to the last infinitesimal little thing and nitpicking as much as possible, then I'm like, well, and see, you know, I would change that. I would make sure I was using the Pac-Man yeast.
Yeah.
So that's the only reason why.
Yeah.
You know, not based off of flavor necessarily. I think that's close enough. I'm like, well, no, you got to use the Pac-Man yeast
for the fermentation.
Yeah.
Now, you know, on the bottle it does say free range coastal water.
Yeah.
Right.
Is there anything you did with the water that would affect this? Is
you
there
let it run a little bit across the yard?
I mean, was
yeah,
there
like
any
coastal
water
range? Yeah.
Hit it on the head.
I mean, I haven't heard any discussion about water adjustments in this beer. With the roasted malts, you know, you get more acidity and things
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, that's actually
was there
a really
anything
good
that
all right.
you guys did or talked
I,
about?
Yeah,
or,
maybe you could
I
get
used
that exactly the same without.
You got to go to...
Yeah, good point, Chad.
You got to go to Newport, Oregon and get the water. And I did that in this case. No, I'm kidding. I did not do
took the tanker up.
Yeah, yeah, it took
we
the tanker
flew
up.
Him in the BN jet.
Yes.
Clone, forget it.
The
roll the end. Yeah.
Now I used just a little bit of chalk in the mash to get the pH right, and that's it. No other water was adjusted, but I wanted to make sure that for the mash I wasn't going too far in one direction or another, but that's it. Just a touch,
well,
just
and,
a tiny
and,
bit.
You know, see, I think I'm nitpicking to the point where, you know, it doesn't matter, you know.
Because everything else on the beer is perfect. Because
again, you know, yeah, you could use more chalk or less chalk.
Take this recipe and you're gonna get this beer.
Yeah.
So if you're in Alabama and can't get this beer,
and if you you know
brew this beer, you're gonna have it.
If you can do the Pac-Man yeast, I think you're better off. But
yeah, if you can do that, great. Yeah.
But you could do it with the American Ale too, I think.
Or you could use. Here's another idea homebrewers could play with if they wanted maybe a very attenuative English ale yeast. 07 right. or something like right. that might come close as well if you wanted to accentuate the malt even more.
Be maltier,
I think the difference that you're picking up, Jamil, is that the homebrewed version is accentuating the hops just a bit more. That Cascade is a big giant addition of Cascade right at the end of the boil. I think that's coming through a little bit more in the the American Ale 2 homebrewed version.
Well, what about you? You consider this clone?
I consider it clone, but I understand the differences that they're talking about. And that's probably... It's an infinitesimal amount, like a 2-3% difference, but important if you really want to, you know, look at the very minute differences in the beer and really get close. If you're really, really, really trying to clone beer,
if you're really an asshole and are really picky.
That's what I wanted to say.
You're going
to
be a fucking heretic.
That's what I'm hearing.
You got to be a heretic.
You're going to bust my balls, then fine.
Yeah.
No, but actually the funny thing is if I do get a hold of the Pac-Man yeast again, I think I'm going to brew this just because it's a freaking awesome beer.
Right.
It is awesome.
And do a version of this with the Pac-Man yeast, because the commercial beer does have just a touch more depth of malt and ester character, which is nice.
Well, this is really the nice. BJCP leading style
for American Stout.
Stout in the Stout
that's
guy.
Right.
And it is an oatmeal stout.
And actually the number two example is Deschutes Obsidian Stout.
Right.
And where can you find recipes for both of those?
On this
it
show.
Says a lot about the water from that region, too.
Can you brew it on the Brewing Network? Yeah.
Right here.
CYBI.
Also, I did a American Stout article for BYO just recently.
All right.
That's why I was looking for this beer. And so you'll find that in coming up BYO. If you are not a BYO subscriber, brew your own subscriber. It's a great magazine, a lot of good stuff in there. And then I do the style profile column every month. Paxton does some stuff. Palmer does some stuff.
Yeah.
You know, it's a great magazine, and you can actually sign up for it via the Brewing Network. You go to thebrewingnetwork.com, click on the BYO logo, and half of the subscription price gets transferred over to the Brewing Network when you sign up that way. So it helps the Brewing Network. You get a great magazine, a lot of good information, and a lot of fun. All right, let's take a short break, and when we come back, we will find out how Nathan tweaked the recipe to call this one cloned. Back after this.
When Blickman Engineering set out to design a great brewing stand, they knew it had to be strong, adaptable, and last for a lifetime. The top-tier brewing stand is now proudly available at BlickmanEngineering.com. It grows with your brewing skills and equipment. Start with 5-gallon coolers on its heavy-gauge stainless steel shelves. Then move all the way up to 30-gallon pots on the high-output burner tiers. Speaking of burners, the custom Blickman Engineering top-tier burners are extremely powerful, efficient, and amazingly quiet. They have safety stops to center your pot, and they'll last a lifetime and won't rust. The top-tier brewing stand allows virtually infinite combinations from traditional gravity systems to two tiers to completely horizontal. Configure your stand the way you want and have the freedom to change it at any time in the future. Your brewing stand should adapt with you, not force you to learn a new process. Visit BlickmanEngineering.com today to configure your top-tier brewing stand and to find a local Blickman retailer. You'll be surprised with all the flexible features and the competitive price. Start brewing with Blickman from the top tier.
Hi, this is Push from the Brewing Network, and I want to tell you about the Brewmaster's Warehouse and how you can get 10% off your next order. I'm a pretty techie guy, but I've never seen an online store like this. It's awesome. Go to brewmasterswarehouse.com and click on Brew Builder. You can whip up a custom recipe so easily even Sven could do it. Seriously, it's slick. You can share your recipe with your own logo and notes to the Brewmaster's database if you want. And the best part, it keeps a running tally of the beer you're building while you're doing it. Then, bam, click Buy Recipe and your cart is filled and ready to go with helpful suggestions in case you forgot something. This thing is amazing. Brewmaster's Warehouse is run the way a home brewer would do it, with great service, fast turnaround, and $6.99 flat rate shipping. Brewmaster's Warehouse and the Brew Builder blew me away. Check it out today at brewmasterswarehouse.com. I'm serious. And don't forget to put BNARMY in the discount code box for 10% off your order. Check out brewmasterswarehouse.com. Cheers.
Downtown Joe's, located in the historic Oberon Building in beautiful downtown Napa, California, offers an award-winning brew pub experience from 8:30 a.m. to 1 a.m. every day. For 15 years at the corner of 2nd and Main, Downtown Joe's has been voted Best Night Spot 7 times and Best Brew Pub for the last 4 years in a row. Brewmaster Colin Kaminsky's handcrafted ales, like his Tailwagon Amber Ale and Double Secret Probation IPA, are the perfect accent to riverside dining, live music, and a relaxing outdoor patio. Don't miss the Beer of the Month, special rotating taps, and the BN Army Member Special. Wear your BN gear, get 10% off your beer. Visit downtownjoes.com to make reservations, peruse their extensive calendar of events, or just read more about their fantastic beers. Come enjoy the fine beer, food, and music. Downtown Joe's, the award-winning brew pub where you'll feel at home.
Since 1921, Mundans has been a provider of quality malted grain and extract.
What did he just say? What did he say?
That's 90 years of locally sourced grain for home brewers and professional brewers alike. All farmed within 50 miles of our malt houses.
What? I can't understand what this guy said.
Last part.
Whole and crushed malts, including wheat and peated malt, liquid extract, hopped and unhopped, as well as dried malt extract. Everything from beginner home brewer kits to all the ingredients an advanced home brewer needs.
Something about trains?
What
language is this guy speaking?
He's from Austria.
Mundans is proudly serving brewers in 54 countries and honored to be a leader in malting.
Can you understand this guy?
No.
That's a really great language.
Ask for Muntin's malt and malt extract at your local home brew shop.
Muntin's, for brewing, distilling, and baking. Quality malted grain and extract for 90 years. Make your malt Muntin's.
In April, More Beer keeps slashing prices. In February, they lowered the price on ingredients. In March, they dropped their equipment prices. And now for April, they're cutting prices on their awesome beer ingredient kits. Lower prices on the award-winning kits you've come to love, like Pliny the Elder. Stock up for summer. More than 20 kits are on sale now. All as part of their commitment to bringing you the best value in home brewing with low prices and free shipping over $59. And on April 15th, stay tuned for the release of a new More Beer Signature Series kit. Yep, 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 yep. Tasty McDowell's famous Janet's Brown Ale. They're proud to donate $1 from each kit sold to the Leukemia and Lymphoma Cancer Foundation. Get more than ever this month from your brewing budget at morebeer.com.
Live. Beer Radio. The Brewing Network.
The Brewcasters.
If you're just starting, don't be discouraged by all this stuff. It's so easy.
Just throw it together.
Put some sugar and some water and some yeast in there.
Yeah.
The Brewing Network.
Now back to the challenge. Can you brew it?
Hey, fellas. Are you going to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your love with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com for a limited time only. You get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item, it's 50% off. You also receive three free adult DVDs for a little inspiration, plus a free extra gift. So sensual, it can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out adamandeve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type CYBI for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you get three free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code CYBI at adamandeve.com. Yeah.
Well done, Jason.
You enjoyed that one, huh?
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah. Time. Yeah, yeah.
Nice.
Well, just
if you can do it five more minutes, I think I can get there.
Tasty was close.
Throw it in.
We'll take care of that after the show. All right. So, Nate, so you had to make some changes from the original recipe that we gave on the first show.
Yes.
And what change specifically did you make in order to get this thing to be cloned?
So the biggest difference was the first time that JP and I brewed this, we used 3% roasted barley.
And 20% world flock.
And 20% world flock, yeah. Uh-huh. Aside from the world flock, in the main grain bill, the 1.5% roasted barley is the correct amount, reviewing all the best information that we have from John. And John really gave super detailed info on it. Go back and listen to the older version of this show if you viewers want or listeners want a full interview with John on how they brew this beer at Rogue. But it is 67% two row, and that's two row that I use from a Great Western Malting in the Pacific Northwest. 11% chocolate malt, 11% Crystal 120. Both the chocolate malt and Crystal 120 are also Great Western. Flaked oats, 10%, and 1.5% roasted barley. Mm-hmm. That's the don't have the calculations for a 6-gallon batch like we normally do, but those are the percentages that go into the grain bill. That's 70 IBU of Cascade at 60 minutes, and then about 1.25 ounces for 6 gallons, around there. I used about double that for 10 gallons I made for this beer for Cascade at 0 minutes. So it's a very simple recipe in terms of hops, a little bit going on in the malt area, but it's a really interesting beer in terms of, you're getting this really interesting American citrus hop character through with the really simplistic angle taken on Cascade, but doesn't take over the really interesting and complex malt bill. The mouthfeel that you get from the flaked oats, I think, is really key to the recipe. If that was gone, that you'd have a completely different and acrid beer. Mm-hmm. So I brewed this beer to those percentages and specifications, and I think it got a lot closer than using more roasted barley, which was the biggest difference on the flavor side from the malt bill from the last time that we had done this. I used a Cascade whole hops this time, a 2010 crop of whole leaf hops from Fresh Hops. They do some great packaging of whole hops for the home brewer, so recommend people checking that out if they want to do whole hops for a beer like this. Pellets would work just as well too. Really uneventful brew day otherwise. Everything went really according to plan. I used a little bit of chalk in the mash to get the mash pH within a range that wouldn't extract too much harshness or tannins from the roasted malts that are in the grain bill. You know, and a lot of home brewers wouldn't normally need to do that, but I have really, really soft water being in the East Bay, and I'll have to compensate for that just a little bit by using something like chalk. I wouldn't recommend that most brewers play around with that if they have, you know, even moderately or lightly hard water, but the water is so soft in the area that I'm working with that I decided to do that. But everything else is really done in specifications with that John Mayer had given us from Rogue. And really,
well, he's so generous with his information, and super his time, generous. And you know, yeah, he's fantastic.
And I recommend. I mean, he was. They're always pouring beer at the NHC, and mm-hmm. they always have a table at the NHC. One of the sponsors for the banquet, of course. And he's there for most of the time during the hospitality suite.
Go up
suite.
And talk to him.
Yeah, go up and talk to him. He was a lot of fun to talk to, and I went and talked to him last year. Really, really, really cool dude. Definitely a home brewer at heart. And
he loves home brewers.
Yeah, exactly.
He is a good person. He is a good soul. No matter what industry he was working in, he'd be considered always one of the best.
Totally.
He sees like the home brew conferences as like a resource. I mean, all these really interesting ideas. And he loves tasting all the home brews, like on club night and stuff like that.
Well, and I think he just has a good time hanging out with home brewers.
Yeah, yeah. He just likes, you know? Yeah. He is basically himself.
And that guy doesn't have an egotistical bone in his body.
No.
Yeah. I don't know. I think he's a big pain in the ass.
Big dick. Not nice at all.
He's a pain in the ass.
I guess you wanted to be a sponsor that we were talking about him, huh?
No, one of the things...
You're lining him up for sponsorship with your...
Yeah. That's what I'm doing tonight.
I'll show this guy.
I'm going for the opposite to start insulting everybody and see how it works.
Yeah.
No, I did use... I didn't have access to the Pac-Man ale yeast, as we had mentioned a little bit earlier, so I used the... Y-Yeast 1272, which is the American Ale 2 strain, and it's a little more flocculent and fruity than the typical American Ale strain, and a little less alcohol tolerant. Seemed a little bit closer to the Pac-Man Ale Yeast strain, but I would highly recommend using the Pac-Man strain if you can get a hold of it, and I think Y-Yeast does it as a seasonal strain about once a year, making this beer and many others. I actually had a beer that won a silver medal as a Scottish 60 shilling with that yeast last year at the NHC. It's a really, really cool, fun, really clean, interesting yeast to use. So I highly recommend that people play around with it when they see it from their manufacturer. So bump it up with maybe a beer like that, and then make your Shakespeare Stout, and then make something big and alcoholic after that with it. It's a really tough and tolerant strain, so a lot of fun you can have with that. But if you want to try and clone this, use American Ale 2 if that's not available. I think you'll get pretty darn close.
Well, and I think, you know, here's the little secret. If you can get like 99 of your friends to email along with you to Y-Yeast and tell them you want a certain product, I think if you get 100 people, different people to email them, they'll be like, okay, well, let's do it. Let's crank out a batch and see if it sells.
Yeah, that's
more
people than ever emailed before. So.
Totally. Right. Because even though, you know, when they get the 100 people emailing, then, you know, maybe they're going to sell several thousand of these.
Yeah.
You know, if there's 100 people that are willing to go to the trouble of emailing, there's, you know, for every person that emails, you figure there's 10 to 50 of them that, you know, are, you know, just standing on the sidelines. So, you know, they need to sell a few thousand packs to make it worth their while to turn the crank on that. But so if you really want it, you know, that's what we got Roselaire back year round.
Yeah.
So there's about 100 times 20 that are going to listen to this episode over the next 2 weeks. If 10% of you email,
there you go.
You might get this Pac-Man yeast all year round.
Right.
So,
I'm not promising anything, but if you're really desperate for it, tell the manufacturers what you want. You know, go ahead and email whoever, whatever company, and if you like the product, accept, or you'd buy it if. Send it to them, and then a lot of them will say, "Oh no, sorry, we can't do that." You know, but you never know if you make your needs known, then maybe it'll work out for you.
They'll respond.
Yeah, they like to hear from their customers. You know, if they got any sense of business at all, they like to hear from their customers.
Better be listening. Yes.
Yeah, it's free advice.
They're not like us.
Yeah, we don't care.
Yeah, we don't listen.
We take our sponsors. We run them. We throw them under the bus. Right. Drag them behind the bus.
Yeah, like Jamil said, if they have any real sense of what it's like to be a business. Yeah.
Right. That's total opposite of what happens here. Absolutely. Well, Let's take one more break, and when we come back, we will, I don't know, sing a song.
Questions from the chat.
I got a story for you from Brooklyn Brewery in New York after we come back.
He's got a story, yeah. Questions from the chat, we'll sing a song, anything else? All right, well, back after this.
In the latest episode of Brewing TV, we're doing the Bay the right way. Beer-obsessed John Weber takes us to some of his favorite breweries in the Bay Area. We're brewing up a Mean Eye Double IPA with Nathan Smith, and you get to see Chip licking Roger's medals. Oh, wait, that came out wrong. Episode 32, A Day Around the Bay. Online now at brewingtv.com, and up next, the Brewing Network Exposé. That drops March 25th.
Where were we? You stole an oak barrel from the mists of Ravenwood, and Lord Zinfandel the Avenger is in pursuit. Do you drop the barrel and run?
Hell no.
We need it for a Flanders Red!
I'm gonna cast Pediococcus Damnathus on the barrel. Sorry, your ghosts are imprisoned in his winery forever.
Ugh, I hate it when Greg's the brewmaster.
This sucks!
What do we have here, Orville Rodenbach?
Buzz off, guy! We got a brew session going.
Is that an actual beer?
Yeah, I crafted it. I don't really use the dice anymore. I'm a 10th level beer nerd.
Are you a 10th level beer nerd? Do you get a long-lasting foam stand when you think about wheat malt? Then you're in good company at Northern Brewer. Northern Brewer has all your beer nerd needs. Ingredients, equipment, and knowledge at northernbrewer.com. Plus, fast, cheap shipping. Only $7.99 for the contiguous USA. And check out Northern Brewer's huge selection of dorky beer kits, including the pre-prohibition lager.
Perfect for steampunk.
And the single hop best bitter.
Now on cap and 10 forward.
Make 10th level at northernbrewer.com.
Mika, listen, our lawyers said that we had to do this for 1 hour, and after this, we don't have to talk to each other for 3 more months to the next meeting.
Kids. Come on, let's get out of here.
I'm supposed to have more lines. I'm the professional. Hey, it's Sully.
And I'm Nico.
And we opened the 21st Amendment 10 years ago at 563 2nd Street in San Francisco, just 2 blocks from Giants Park, to make great beer and have a great time doing it.
That's right, because to us, the 21st Amendment is more than just the right to make beer. It's the right to experiment, to be innovative, and just do things differently. And so now, we're putting our craft beer in cans.
That's right, cans. You can find our world-famous Heller High Watermelon Wheat Beer at Brew Free or Die IPA in the Northeast, Northwest, parts of the Midwest, and Alaska in cans and on draft. So next time you're at your local neighborhood pub or good beer store, be sure to ask for 21st Amendment in cans.
Because everyone likes it in the can.
Tasty Crack Cans.
Tasty Crack Cans.
Williams Brewing is your online resource for prompt delivery of quality home brewing supplies. Since 1979, Williams Brewing has offered the finest equipment and freshest ingredients and the best customer service in the business. Cut hours off your brewing sessions by using one of our 11 varieties of famous Williams malt extract. Our Williams Belgian Pale Extract is mashed with pure Belgian two-row malt and a small percentage of Belgian wheat malt for an authentic Belgian character you just can't get from other extracts. Or check out our unique fermenters, 2.5-gallon kegs, paintball tank-based draft beer equipment, bottling aids, and much more. We even have our own line of precision hydrometers. Go to WilliamsBrewing.com to browse our vast selection. That's WilliamsBrewing.com. Orders placed by 3:30 p.m. Pacific time ship the same day. Brewing is easy. The Williams way.
A heretic is anyone who does not conform to an established attitude, doctrine, or principle.
If you love craft beer, you're already a heretic.
The very first thing we did when we started looking at the beers that we would brew, we got rid of all those recipes. We started from scratch. We've been pilot brewing the most creative things that we could think of and the most interesting things. We've completely gone away from style.
Heretic Brewing Company is opening this spring in Pittsburgh, California, and you can be a part of it. Visit hereticbrewing.com and facebook.com/hereticbrew. Get the latest updates on the brewery and upcoming beers. Show everyone how you celebrate great beer as a heretic.
It's a fairly powerful word. Being a heretic, that means you're not settling for ordinary beer. You are going with flavorful, creative, bold, interesting beers. A heretic is looking for the best beers out there.
Be a heretic. Don't drink ordinary beer.
Tequila, what's it feel like?
Take awesome and multiply it by two.
Yeah!
Spraying live beer radio all over your face.
Can't get any better than this, baby.
It's the Brewing Network.
And now, Suck It Tasty.
All right, we're back. We're sucking tasty. We're suck it tasty.
So tasty needs is more, but not from little girls. No, big girls. Not too big.
He likes them really big.
Girls. Not too big.
All you big girls out there, that's what he likes. Really big. The bigger, the better.
That's great.
As long as they
tasty's big.
I better
girls.
Kill this conversation then.
It's going to be
get naughty.
Tasty's a new show on the BN.
For Tasty's Big Girls.
Tasty's Big Girls.
Can you imagine a show with like just me and these two big fat chicks?
I can, as wow. a matter of fact. It'd be good.
They're all funny and they're jovial.
I think you're going to need some video on that one, though.
Oh, yeah. It'd be all video. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's good
and
radio,
send some three free adult DVDs to go with it, too.
Oh, yeah. That other sponsor thing, yeah.
Yeah, there's your Adam and Eve sponsor
there
right there.
There you go.
Tasty big girls. I love it.
During the show, he whips out Tasty's big boys.
Well, I could do like motorboating and stuff like that. Yeah.
As they hit the, okay, watch hit the studio motorboat. Floor.
Oh, man.
Wow. A pair of them. Yes.
Yeah. Put a drum under his chair.
That would be another network.
Wow. Bung. The boys have dropped. All right.
Oh, boy.
So what were we going to talk about during this segment? We're going to answer questions from the chat. No. Yes.
Well, yes and no. I know that Nate has a good story for us, but also...
Oh, Brooklyn Brewing story. That was it. Yeah. All right.
Speaking of...
go ahead.
Speaking of big ladies...
Garrett Oliver.
No, I wasn't fortunate enough to hang out with Garrett, but I went to New York over the weekend, and one of the places I went during that visit was Brooklyn Brewery. Mm-hmm. And Carla, one of the sales folks there, and Tom, one of the brewers, were awesome hosts. We went through and, you know, tasted their whole lineup, Nicole and myself, and had a lot of samples right from the tanks, right from the fermenters. A lot of great beers they're doing there. Local One, IPA, and Ordinary Bitter. Some really cool stuff that don't normally see at all. Out here, maybe outside of their local market, and I was tasting beers with Tom straight from the fermenters, and I learned a new aroma descriptor. I was smelling and tasting the beer. He said, this one's a little young. It smells a little snatchy to me.
Oh, yeah.
Snatchy.
That's a great descriptor.
Deadpan, serious. I thought he was making a BN joke or something.
But he meant it.
It's funny because...
Smells like fish, needs more mayonnaise. What's he saying?
Because it's funny. That's one of the names of one of the big girls on Tasty's new
exactly,
show.
Exactly, yeah. Snatchy.
Itchy and snatchy. Yeah.
He was dead scratchy. Serious. And this was a... And so it relates to another aroma descriptor you would find in beer directly. That was just a slang term for something that you would hear normally. So any guess what you guys might think that is?
Let me think.
It wasn't
that.
Fishy.
The opposite
earthy,
of wienery.
Earthy? Wienery?
The opposite of wienery.
Wienery,
I'm
yeah.
trying to think of a real descriptor. So, but you're saying it's an actual descriptor that we would use.
For a young beer, a lager in particular, maybe.
Huh.
Sharp?
That's a good one. Close, but
grassy.
Oh, no.
Young and cheesy.
If it's sulfury.
Sulfury. Yep.
Sulfury.
Sulfury. Yeah, that was the slang term around the Brooklyn Brewery for sulfury. It was snatchy. And apparently, this came from Marston's in England. They'd all done a trip as brewers to Marston's in England, and that was the it's a little snatchy or something like that. I don't know. It was a slang term there, and they'd incorporate
it.
Do
they mean the same thing?
They mean the same thing.
Oh, they do. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's sulfury. Apparently, that's
sulfury.
Yeah. So I think I'll incorporate that one from now on when I'm writing score sheets or if I'm at the judging table. I'll say snatchy instead of sulfury.
Yeah, you'll be drummed out of the BJCP.
I think so. Probably. Yeah.
But inappropriate comments on score sheets
or something.
Yeah.
I was with a brewer tonight telling me about their oyster stout, and he was telling me how many oysters he put in the stout.
Really? Actual oysters?
Actual oysters. He was telling me how many Hog Island oysters actually went into the stout, and the first thing I thought was, well, isn't it kind of like fishy and seawatery? And when you said snatchy, that's the first thing I thought about. I thought it would be
more on the fish side.
A special oyster stout.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Snatchy stout.
Do you guys really need me for the rest of the show?
No, you're good, JC. We'll catch you later. Yeah.
Not a clambic, no. It's not that kind of a thing. Yeah.
All right, quick questions from the chat if you want to do them.
Sure.
You mentioned the brands of malt that you used.
Yes.
So the question, just to kind of recap, was, are they the same brands that Rogue used for
matched
their
malts? It as best as possible.
You did.
Yeah, the roasted barley and the flaked oats were generic from More Beer. They don't label it as the manufacturer. I was sort of like go there and find out. But a Great Western is what the C-120 was in particular. And I know that that's what the American Turo and the chocolate malt were as well.
Okay.
So,
and for most of our recipes, Northern Brewer being the leader in carrying tons of different malts, you can probably usually match up not only the exact malt but the manufacturer.
You can get everything there, yeah. And that it's interesting, the head color in the beer that you highlighted earlier, Justin, Rogue may actually be using an English roasted barley versus maybe I had American. That may attribute to some of it, as Jamil was saying, that the roasting process can make a difference there.
I think they said something about Beeston's.
Maybe they did. I'm forgetting that part.
I'm trying to remember who said Beeston's. On some beer, I was looking up something. I don't know. I saw Beeston's, and I'm thinking, well, Beeston's doesn't make that anymore. I can't remember what it was.
Is that an English malt company? I've never even heard of it.
Yeah.
Sounds like it.
Yeah.
All right. And the other question, Nate, was about brain oil.
Oh, really?
People want to know.
What do they want to know?
Nothing, really. They just want to know anything about brain oil. Does it still
exist? Brainoil.com. You can go there and find out. Yeah, we played a show a couple weeks ago and then one the week before that. We play every so often. We got a new LP coming out in a month or two. It's getting mastered right now, so we finally finished it up. So.
Right.
Slow asses that we are. I'm doing most of my time brewing and not behind the guitar. So.
Got it. And will there be a Nathan Smith appearance at BNA6 in our band with
Definitely.
JP?
Yes.
Yeah.
There will be.
Okay.
Yep.
Good. Our drummer, John, I think will go great with you. It's John Schumann. It's Shoe Light.
Oh,
you know?
Perfect. Yeah, he'll have fun with it. He can just relax.
Oh, that kid can rock.
Oh, yeah.
So I think if you want to give him some hardcore metal, he'd be happy to play it.
Me and JP and Shoe Light need to practice like starting now, and we'll make something kick-ass for everybody.
Okay. All right. Yeah. That's about it from the chat, guys.
All right. So that's it. You know, another fine beer cloned, even though I disagreed. We'll call that one cloned.
Yeah, and you lost.
I lost.
Cliffhanger cloned.
Yep. Cliffhanger.
Not sure you convinced yourself, actually, but yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Not winning.
No, we'll call that cloned. All right. So another fine episode, and if you're listening live, stay tuned for Tasty's Big Girls coming up next.
Yeah, Tasty and the Big Girls coming up.
Tasty and the Big Girls coming up next. And if you also get a chance, cruise by the Brewing Network store. Lots of good items in there that help go to support this fine programming like you just heard over the last hour.
Except for some of the other crap.
For the bad stuff.
Yeah.
It's all the good stuff.
Please
that you're
ignore that.
Fine,
yeah,
fine program.
Ignore the bad stuff. Fine program. All right. Until then, brew strong.
And often.